Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. When people ask me why I love this country so much, I have a hard time answering the question because it's not about one or two main reasons really. Rather, it is a collection of a lot of little things that all pile up on me. Like the simple way that Poles make sandwiches. And if you're not already familiar with a Polish sandwich, you have to know that it almost always comes served without that upper slice of bread. It is an open-faced sandwich, and it comes in such a wide variety of forms. Today, it is my pleasure to share with you two of my favorites, and it's all coming up right now. Within my first month at living in Poland, I made friends with dozens of students at the local dormitories here in Częstochowa. I've got such fond memories of spending my weekends with them, and I will never forget my first encounter with this one-of-a-kind sandwich they made for me. This is one that they made all the time there at the dorm, and they told me that this is the poor student sandwich. I remember that like yesterday. You know, it seems that Poland and America, our college students, both share the same financial struggle in college. Anyways, I've got it right here, already made. It's a piece of sliced bread straight from a local bakery with a layer of butter, a generous layer of pâté from a can just like this one, and it's all topped off with sliced pickles and thinly diced onion. For seasoning, they sprinkle on some garlic powder, salt, and pepper, and it's done. It's so simple and it's oh so good. I still make it at home from time to time. I think you should too, and if you do, tell me what you think in the comments section. But hey, we're not in college anymore, and I think we've got a slightly bigger budget for more of a gourmet sandwich, which brings me to the sandwich we make really often right here in my home. This sandwich is so tasty that my kids will even forego having pizza delivered to the house if I tell them I'm going to make this deliciousness. Let's get right into it today. Let's make it together. I'm going to show you step by step how to make the perfect Polish sandwich according to our ingredients. The first thing is to make sure we've got that freshly baked bread. A good sign you've got the real deal is that symbolic bakery label that they stick onto the bread. We'll pull out a slice and we will start building our sandwich right now. Step one is to spread on some real butter. I am using 82% fat butter. We will never substitute for margarine or any inferior kind of butter. You know, because it goes without saying that Polish made butter is just so natural and so full of that buttery flavor. Up next, we'll throw on a juicy slice of ham. This ham is so fresh, it comes straight from our local deli right here in the town where we live. And next, we're going to hit the sandwich with some Gouda cheese, or Gouda cheese, as a lot of people say it. Although traditionally, this is a Dutch cheese, Gouda is super popular in Poland, so it works. Now it gets a little trickier. We're going to build a layer made up of a few ingredients. We'll start off with some sliced tomato. I think a lot of sandwiches around the world go with a tomato. And it's totally fine that it's spilling off the edge there. I like that. That's no problem whatsoever. And I'm also going to hit it with a little bit of bell pepper. I like to just make a layer of it going across like so. And I've got to have my onion, so we're going to sprinkle on a bit of onion there. You could use red onion as well. I kind of just mix up whatever onion I have in the house, I go with that. And this is interesting. We're going to fill it in with some finely sliced pieces of cabanos. Cabanos is basically snack stick sausage. Cabanos kind of deserves its own video. I'll be doing that in the future. So I cut it up nice. I dice up this cabanos sausage and just throw it in there. More meat, the better. We and our family, we love lots of meat. All right, once we finish that layer, one of my favorite sandwich toppings is slices of boiled egg. Gotta have that. I'm gonna go with just two across the top like that. Oh, maybe three. So we've got our freshly boiled egg here on top. As you can see, it's coming together nicely. It's stacking up just like so. And when we've arrived at our final steps, we are going to finish out the sandwich. I must have radish. I am a radish fanatic. I am mad about it. We grow lots of radish in our garden every year, so we're gonna put some radish on there. Four slices ought to do the trick. And the last thing we'll do is throw on a dollop of mayo. And again, we're going with Polish mayo from Vinyara. This is my favorite one. And on top of that, almost done here with the whole thing, we've gotta have chives from the garden. I've got some chives here. We actually bought at the store, but during the summertime, we've got the chives coming straight from the backyard, And that is just a delicious, lovely sandwich. We just love this. All that's left to do now is throw on some salt and pepper. We're gonna have a little salt, a little pepper, and if you are a garlic lover like I am, I've gotta have some sprinkled garlic on there as well. This is the final product. This is the sandwich of our dreams. We just love this. We make, you know, sometimes 6, 7, 8 of these to feed the whole family of 5, and everybody is so happy with it. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning about 2 types of Polish sandwiches that are my favorite today. This one in particular, I could eat this very, very often. It is so good too when you use ingredients that you grow in your own garden. I can't reiterate enough how delicious this is when you do that. I'm curious about the variations that you make. If you make this sandwich differently, or you have some advice or some different ways of doing it, put it in the comments section. We would all like to learn from you. This was fun. I am going to eat this. I'm hungry right now. I'm looking at all these ingredients and my mouth is watering. So if you have not subscribed to my channel already, please do so. Click the button right about here on the screen so you don't miss out on all the future episodes that are on the way. I'm chowing down on this sandwich. Have a good one and see you in the next episode.